Get ready for inspirational, motivational, purpose-driven conversation with Courtney Cottrell and Dr. Pat Vasily. This is Unapologetically Favored, a show where you will learn to be yourself, love yourself, and walk in your purpose without fear or worry. Courtney is a leader of many and a friend to all. She is a passionate speaker, author, and 21-year active duty master chief with the United States Navy, here to show you that obstacles are everywhere. But the moment you stop letting your setbacks define you, you start to see yourself in a brilliant new light. Find your confidence, own your power, and never apologize for who you are. Unapologetically Favored starts now.
I'm going to start us off because I get to do this show with the most incredible Courtney Cottrell. Unapologetically Favored is Courtney's show. I just want to be very clear. I get to do and take these journeys because it is so much more powerful when two people are gathered. Today, you need to have two people gathered, minimally, because it's about owning your power and leveling up. Here's what you should know about Courtney before we get going. One, on a mission. You have to really think about when somebody's show name is called Unapologetically Favored, walk in your purpose. You have to know a couple things. And what you should know about Courtney is step after step after step, inspirational, motivated, purposely driven. This is Courtney serving our country. This is Courtney overcoming obstacles. This is a conversation about what does it mean to step up, level up, but more importantly, how to be all of who you are, all of it. How to be it all, how to hold your head up high and still be it all. You know, how to be you. It doesn't matter. You got a few wrinkles. So what? You're you, right? It doesn't matter. This is what today. This is a time where we have got to really look at what Courtney's saying today. And this is what the message is for everybody out there today. Are you ready? Owning your power and leveling up. What does that mean? Courtney Cottrell, is so great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Yes, this owning your power and leveling up. I did a speaking engagement for a university in Virginia, Old Dominion University. And that was a topic that they gave to me. But that topic, when they gave it to me, they said they had a hard time trying to find somebody to speak to this topic. And when I heard it, I said, oh my God, this is exactly what I stand for. This is what I believe in, making yourself better each and every day, even if it's just by 1%. Even if today you said, you know what, every time I go outside or I'm somewhere and there's a piece of trash on the floor, I'm gonna pick it up and throw it away. It doesn't matter the smallest details, but if there is something that you're gonna do in your life every day that's gonna just constantly, continually just improve who you are as a person, you will in time, you will go to the next level. Like it's just, it's huge. And today's topic, owning your power and leveling up, we are going to be covering 5 different topics within that. And it's one is just being unapologetic about who you are, just having confidence in who you are, learning how to be more vulnerable, because a lot of people are scared to be vulnerable. And I'm going to share a quote and some information about Brené Brown, who, if you never heard about her, I love her to death. She has a Netflix show on. Please look her up. It is Brené Brown with a B as in boy. Then we're going to talk about having humble arrogance that I kind of discovered in a book that I read by Brian Levinson called Shift Your Mind by Brian Levinson. And then at the end, we're just going to ultimately help you find your passion in life. Because once you find your passion, for me, I feel like that's what's going to help you discover your purpose, you know, and we're wanting to empower people to walk in your purpose. But if you don't know what your purpose is, how can you walk in it?
That's right. But I'm going to tell you something. I want you to comment on it right along and follow these lines right here. You know how I've known, like, there's a purpose for me? When there have been points in my life, and boy, there have been a bunch, where I've been miserable, where I've been down and out, right, where I've been trying to live a life, and you're like, what am I got to get up? Am I have to get up and do it? it doesn't mean that I was really clear about what the purpose was. It was an indicator that there was something more out there for me to look at.
Right.
I didn't have you to talk to help me get on track. I mean, I'm telling you, I mean, you'd have looked down the pothole I was in and you'd look down there and you'd be saying to me, oh, wow, you way down that pothole. I'm not sure. But we're living in a world now where you're bringing forth your expertise. You can't take a person to a place you haven't gone.
Right.
So I want to say that you have gone through these portals, these places we're talking about today.
Oh, yes.
Haven't you?
Oh, yes. It is so funny that you bring that up because, earlier before the show we were talking, I said, you know, I just got back from California last night. And while I was there, I had the chance to sit down and talk to a young lady who worked with me in the past couple of years. And I was just checking on her. She wanted to reach out and just kind of have a mentor session. And we were talking about how it's hard trying to be a part of a group, an organization, a community, a family, when you feel like you don't fit in. And not because of the way you look or, you know, how you style your hair or the color of your skin. It's just that vibe is not there. And or the people that surround you are not the people that have the same mindset that you can actually kind of lean on to guide you to where you want to be in your life because they've never been there. So I told her over dinner one night, I said, you know, I talk about this in my book, Unapologetically Favored as well, where I said, you cannot ask a taxi cab driver, hey man, you know, I want to be a doctor one day. You know, how do I do that? They're going to be like, just go to school. Like, I don't know. Why are you asking me? I drive taxi cabs for a living. If you want to be something, or if you want to have that success in life, you have to surround yourself with those people so they can spark that flame in you, so they can keep you motivated, so they can keep you intrigued, they can keep training you and showing you things that you don't know. And the more that you know, more knowledge you gain, you know, the more power you kind of consume, the higher up in your life you'll start to go. But it's all about who you surround yourself with and the relation between you and those people. If they don't know where you're going, where you're coming from, they can't relate to your story. You're going to have a hard time trying to figure out your purpose because you're going to feel like you don't belong. And that's not it.
You know, I mean, one of the things that I want to talk to you about and really just make it very clear is that what we're talking about here today is available to everyone.
Right.
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 This is probably one of the lessons that I think we get to learn somewhere along the way. That what you're tapping into, Courtney, and what we're talking about here today is available to everyone. I want to ask you about your journey with confidence. Ooh. And, you know, vulnerability is so important to talk about.
Oh, yes.
But when something goes on, I think it was maybe like a flip of a switch. I don't know. But you find yourself standing in a place of power you've never been before. How did that happen for you?
So for me, it took a long time for me to be confident because as a kid growing up, I was really skinny. I didn't have any friends. I got picked on. I even got bullied. And I remember one morning being at the bus stop and there was a young girl. She was like the rough girl in the neighborhood. And she picked on me so much that I got scared and I walked away from the bus stop. The bus showed up and I kept walking home because I didn't want to get into a fight. I didn't know how to defend myself. But it takes kind of like reflection on your part to sit down and say, you know what? I have something to offer to this world. When you get to a point in your life where you are like, you know what? I'm tired. Not physically tired, not mentally tired, but you're tired of the thought of, you know, just having to say, or just the intimidation that you allow people to bring onto you. You know, when you allow people to intimidate you, you're giving them all your power. They're in control of you and who you are, your emotions and everything else. So I think when people get to that level, and we all know when we get to that level, you know what, I'm fed up. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm taking control. It is what it is. I am who I am. I didn't come here to be your friend. My time on this earth is not for me to sit here and just and make you happy because my life does not revolve around you. You have to make sure that what you want in life is what you want in life. Who you are in life is true and genuine to who you are in life. No more of, trying to change, your laugh because somebody doesn't like it. No more trying to dress a certain way because it'll get you more attention. No more of hiding who you truly are because you're scared if you put yourself out there being vulnerable, then you're going to get rejected or talked about or shamed. At a certain point in our lives, we just get to that point where we're tired and we stop caring about all that. So I did that while I was in the military. And that is after I had like a kind of a mental breakdown, I would say, that I said, you know what? Why am I allowing people to drag me down this far in my life? I am better than this. This is not what my presence on this earth is supposed to be about. And I said, no more. After that, when I started owning who I was, when I started owning my truth and my story and realizing, I'm not supposed to be like anybody else but myself. Everybody else is taken. When I started owning that, nobody could stop me. Nobody could tell me anything because I am who I am. Either you like me or you don't. And like I tell everybody that I work with, I'm like, I'm gonna get paid on the 1st and the 15th regardless.
Oh my God. Listen, we're gonna take a short break, Courtney. When we come back, you're going to hear from Courtney, unapologetically favored, Courtney Cottrell. You're going to hear a conversation that builds upon everything she just said. And it has to do with what I call the owning. The owning. You know, there's something fundamental that we all learn in the training. We all learn this. Whenever you go to leadership training, ever been part of everything, there's some consultant that'll come in and like make you responsible for something and hopes you will own it. Can we own our own power? Can we stand tall? Can we do this in the face of the naysayers? The I can't, you shouldn't. Who do you think you are? When we come back, Courtney Cottrell is gonna take us on a journey with this, because if you not you, who are you? Take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Are back on Unapologetically Favored with me, your host, Courtney Cottrell, and Dr. Pat. And today we're discussing how to own your power and level up. And before we went to break, we were just kind of speaking about the confidence piece and what that truly, truly means. And now we're kind of rolling into like owning, as Dr. Pat said before we left. And that owning piece, you know, it can be really, really heavy. Because whenever you own who you are, you have to be in touch and understand and know exactly who you are. And sometimes if you've had a traumatic experience in life, if you've had a setback in life, if you have had a situation where you were probably vulnerable and you got your feelings hurt, you know, it's hard to own that. Because you have to face it, you have to face that reality. And it can be very hard, but the breakthrough of that owning is saying, you know what, this happened, I can't change it. I am better for it because now I am stronger. I have learned the lesson, I came through. I can use this test as a testimony for someone else. And you kind of, your power is amplified. Because no longer will you allow that same situation to happen to you again. You have the power to say no. You have the power to say, I will not. You will have that power to say, this is who I am, and I don't care if you don't like me. So that owning is truly, truly huge.
Yeah.
It's so funny because it shows up in so many places. Let's just get a real typical situation. Just common everyday stuff where your confidence could get shot right in your arm, just get deflated. And, you know, if you're around people that are generally non-supportive, and I highly encourage you that if you are, like, what you want to do is not be around those folks.
Right. Oh my
goodness. But every once in a while, somebody will say something and it makes you think. And so I went through this not too long ago. This is not the color of my hair. And most people think it is. They think, okay, she just got old. And so like, that's her hair. And so I let my hair grow out before I did it again. And it grew out. And you could see it's dark, right?
It's cute.
And I was talking to a friend of mine here, you know, hairstylist friend of mine. And I was like, do you think I should do it? And she said, well, Pat, what is going on with you? Said, I don't know, she said, listen to me, girl, you need to own it. And then she showed me what that looked like. For 15 minutes, I watched her. Mm-hmm. And she said, what is it that allowed you, Pat? This is my hair stylist, consultant, counselor person. I gave her a big tip too. She said, what got beyond your shield, your warrior shield? What got in? And I said, you know, I know what it is. I allowed myself to not remember the truth of who I am.
Right.
And we are going through times right now, and especially with social media,
oh, yes,
where people will be convinced that they are less than. Oh, help us understand we're not less than, if you don't mind, Courtney.
Oh, yeah. So you can't have that mindset. And, you know, I am, for anybody that has met me in person and, you know, talked to me, they know that I love social media, but I feel like it can do more harm than good. But it all goes back for me into that confidence piece, because, you know, we all want to fit in. We all want to feel like we're being you know, a part of something big, and that's that human sense of belonging, connecting with something or someone. And, you know, when I was talking about Brené Brown, I love her because she just, it's everyday thought process, it's everyday conversation, stories that she tells that anybody and everybody can relate to, but we never think about it or process it the way that she explains the stories. And she was talking about, you know, when we fit in as opposed to belong, we tend to just change ourselves a little bit to, you know, squeeze in. So if you take like a square and try to put it inside of a circle, we're going to trim the edges to make it fit in, right? Just so that we can just fit in, but we don't belong there because we're not the circle. But sometimes that's what we do. We don't know how to be our true, authentic self because of that fear, that vulnerability piece that keeps coming out, that if I expose who I am, I'm not going to have any control over the feedback that I'm going to receive, and it scares me. And that's how I was when I was in the Navy, creeping, you know, through the woods, through the people, not wanting nobody to know that I had a girlfriend, you know. So I had a roommate, and every time we would have a lunch gathering or a work social gathering, she was always my roommate because I was scared. One, don't ask, don't tell was really real. So I didn't want to lose my job, but I didn't know. I was scared to be vulnerable. I was scared to expose myself because I didn't know the reaction that I would get from other people. Now today, it's not that I'm scared. I don't care what the reaction is that I'm gonna get from people. So that's that growth. That's that owning your power, knowing who you are, being authentically you and unapologetic about who you are. That is that, that's that piece you get from that you're scared because you're worried about what somebody's gonna say, to the place in life where you don't care any longer about what somebody has to say about you because you're confident in who you are as a person.
You know, thank you so much for, you know, first of all, thank you so much for talking about your journey and to really giving us, all of us, and giving the people out there, you know, an understanding of what it really looks like to stand up in your power and an up level.
Oh yeah.
You know, to really own a power and up level. And what I'm really struck by is that sometimes we hear things, or a Brené Brown, or, you know, one of my mentors is Les Brown. And, oh, yes. You know, so, I mean, I don't get away with nothing around Mr. Brown. But I will tell you this, it's so important when somebody reflects you and gives you an opportunity to rise up. Mm-hmm. And what you just shared is just one situation of what people go through every day to try to hide their authentic selves.
Right.
It hurts. It's painful.
And it's tiring.
It's exhausting. Right. And the body feels it. I mean, Courtney, the body feels it.
It takes a mental and a physical toll to hide, to continuously hide, because you're always on guard. You're always on the defense. You're so tense because you're scared and you're trying to hold this secret and keep it locked in. You don't want anything to spill out. So you can't relax. Your mind can't relax. You know, trying to put on a front, you know, just to, so that you can fit in with a group of people or an organization or a society or, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to fit in, it is very exhausting. It is very exhausting. And it's not until you realize like how long you've been doing it, or even the fact that you have been doing it, it's not until you realize then and you stop and you're like, oh my God, why was I doing this? And the peace, the mental peace, that just being confident, just relaxing, stop caring, giving all your energy and all your power to other people. When you pull it back and you own your power, oh my goodness, that peace is just, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It's a great feeling. I can tell you that it's a great feeling.
It is a great feeling. And, you know, I think we're going to continue to talk about this throughout the show, because once you walk through that door, and I want to ask you this question about it. You know, my experience was, And there's a whole range of things where I had to really step up, level up. It's just a whole bunch of things that I had to really face myself over and over and over again. But the feeling, that sense of freedom, where right. you chose
right.
for yourself that pathway to your authentic inner truth. It is so hard to explain the sense of freedom. And let me ask you this question too. I don't know about you, but once I've gone through one of those portals, there's no going back.
Oh, no. Why would you go back? Like, no.
You go back. You go back because you get scared. You know, you get scared. I was talking about
comfort.
I know. I was talking with Kate about mental illness, and I referenced Simone Biles. And I referenced Simone because she came out bold. She came out. And now, if you're watching some of these athletes that have spoken out, you know, recently the court trials about abuse, and you see them speak out. What we're not talking about is the underpinning of what happens when people do come forth in truth. But you're talking about it because you work with people to help them through that journey.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I got a lot of support in my life.
When you talk about mental health, that is like, I actually had this question asked to me when I was in California. The girl said, well, you know, did people talk about mental health when you first came into the Navy? And I said, you know, no, nobody didn't. It was taboo, because how dare you have an issue? If you can't do this job, then maybe this job isn't for you. If you can't and I explained this story, I don't know where it came from, but this is how I describe mental health to people. In life, everybody has a bag, right? Your bag might be a little bit bigger than mine or a little bit smaller than mine, but you have a bag, I have a bag, we all have bags. And as we go through our journey in life, we fill this bag with experiences, emotions, relationships, family, friends, networks, organizations, all the things that we encounter on this journey in our life. Some people are strong enough to sit this bag down and recognize when they no longer need the things that are in this bag. They can discard this relationship, this bad friendship, this family member, this job, this whatever. They can say, this is no longer serving its purpose in my life. And they can take the things out their bag, spring cleaning, so to speak, pick this bag up and continue on that journey without being weighed down, without being tired, because now their bag is just a little bit lighter. They can continually add and grow from their experiences. Some people are not as self-aware or strong enough or have enough support for somebody to tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, I think you need to put this bag down. Let me help you go through your bag and discard the things that you no longer need because you are being weighed down in life. Those people who don't have that support, those people who don't have that self-awareness, that emotional IQ, that self-reflection, those are the ones that are suffering. Those are the ones that are committing suicide. Those are the ones that are turning to drugs, abuse, anger, whatever it is, alcohol, you know, because they don't have that support system. They don't know how to do it by themselves. And I was there in my life at one point.
Yeah, that's why you and I could talk about it. Because we're not talking about, you know, some academic, you know, thing we pulled off a shelf.
Right.
You know, we're here and, you know, to talk about this in a beyond an authentic way. Why?
Right.
Because this is about helping others. You know, this is about standing on the shoulders of those that have come before so that others perhaps can stand on our shoulders as we move forward. Courtney, we're going to take a short break. But before we do, how do people find out about you? Tell them how that we can connect with you on social media. And how do people work with you directly?
So I am on every social media platform. You can find me on Facebook at Courtney A. Cottrell, and you will see Unapologetically Favorite radio podcast page pop up. Also on Instagram, I am Unapologetically C-A-K, Charlie Alpha Kilo for my military people. And if you go on Twitter, just look up Courtney, K-I-T-T-R-E-1, and you will find my Unapologetically Favorite page on there as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we're just warming up. When we come back, we're going to talk about something. How do you respond when somebody responds to your level of confidence? Maybe it's arrogance. Mm. Maybe as intimidating. How many times somebody say, oh man, you know, like I'm intimidated of you. Have you ever heard those words? And then have you ever tried to back away? Have you tried to readjust yourself? When we come back, we're going to tell you what that is about.
Oh yes.
Because I'll tell you what, if you're not living in the space of who you are, you are going to wear out every muscle in your legs from trying to run from yourself. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit carrienail.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Can't get enough of I of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. I of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
We are back on Unapologetically Favored. I am your host, Courtney Cottrell, and I'm here with the beautiful and the one and only Dr. Pat. And before,
so fun.
I know, I love this, right? Girlfriend conversation. And before we, you know, we went to break, we were talking about, you know, the arrogance, and have you ever been called out or tried to, you know, dim your light so somebody else's light could shine because they were intimidated by your arrogance? And I know for me, I do remember there was a time when I was junior in the military, and we have boards like you're the sailor of the quarter, you're the sailor of the month type thing, and you put on your dress uniform, you do a uniform inspection, and you go in front of a panel of all these senior military people, and they ask you questions, and it could be anything from today's most current events to, I don't know, something related to the military. And I was always, no, this is after I have had like that mental breakdown and I've had that breakthrough. And I was just at that point where I was like, no more, learning how to say no, not caring what people thought. So I walk into the board, I do my presentation, I sit at the table, they're asking me questions. And I remember after the board, I thought I did pretty well. You know, internally, yes, I was dying on the inside. You know, the senior people, they kind of were intimidating because you have all these men at its time. It's so heavy full of men. And my feedback from that board was not, hey, good job, you know, or, you know, let me, you know, your board presentation wasn't that well. They told me I did not win that board because I was too cocky and I was too arrogant. And I paused for a second because I'm like, that, but that's not my nature. Like, anybody who knows me knows that I am just a people person. I love people. I love having fun. I will talk. I never meet a stranger. So I was just like, was I really cocky? Or were they kind of intimidated by my presence? Because sometimes people can be intimidated by your presence.
Yeah.
And that's them putting their fear or their intimidation on you, or, you know, making you, you know, tone yourself down so that they don't feel so intimidated. So they kind of like try to dim your light a little bit. You were too cocky. You were too arrogant. I'm like, that is not, like, what? I don't get it.
Yeah. I love the expression that gets used sometimes. I don't know if anybody's ever said it to you, but, you know, we just have to put you back in your place.
Oh,
what?
Ooh.
You're going to. We just have to put you back in your place a little
bit.
Those
are fighting words.
Those are fighting words, and they're confusing. And look, I have been in this arena really advocating and fighting for women's rights for as long as I can remember being young. And if I had a dime for every time a comment like that was made to myself, to the people, Bella Abza, Gloria Steinem, the people that I was on the streets with at that time, right? But what is behind that message, Courtney? See, this is what we need to talk about today. Oh, you know, we have to build up that level of resilience within us and understand the absolute truth of who we are. Mm-hmm. So that no matter what somebody says to us or how that is said to us, we know the truth, and then we can choose.
Right.
Then we can choose how to show up in the world.
Right.
But to be honest with you, corporate America, working your way up, there are more comments like that. But the work that you're doing is going to establish an incredible baseline for people. Mm-hmm. See, we've got to have a strong foundation. If you have a strong foundation, then what comes your way along the way, that's where you continue to build your momentum.
Right.
I bet for you, I mean, I can't imagine somebody like saying something like that to you. People, when I share stories about myself, people are like, no, that did not happen to you. But I'm telling you, we all are in this human skin. And right. There are times where we see a behavior. Let's talk about some of the people that we see in our pop culture in the world. Go ahead.
I have a good one.
Go ahead.
You know, so I was reading this book called Shift Your Mind by Brian Levinson. And it is, I encourage you to read it. I encourage the listeners to go out and buy it. You can find it on Amazon. I found it on Amazon. Just came across looking for books to buy. And he talks about having humble arrogance, right? And I love that term so much, because in one of the stories he shares about Kanye West, we all know who Kanye West is, right? It makes so much sense. And also he does a story about Taylor Swift and kind of meshes the stories into together. So everybody knows Kanye, right? And we all just think he's just, you know, most people say, oh yeah, he's arrogant. But he knows how to be arrogant and still own his presence. people still show up. They're still intrigued. They're still in, they want to know what he has going on. He still gathers crowds, but people don't like him because he's arrogant. And he was speaking about a story, you know, back in, I think it was like the VMAs or the Music Awards, whatever it was. And he took Taylor Swift was being, you know, presented with her award, and he just kind of went on the stage and like just overpowered her because he thought Beyonce should have won the award and not her. And when Taylor Swift was asked about it, you know, she was just at the point where, you know, she was very humble. She was very quiet, you know, and she just let it happen. And it bothered her. So Brian Levinson talks about this humble arrogance. You know, you have to be humble or be arrogant when it's showtime. Be arrogant when it's time for you to present who you are. And I use that when you're given, you know, briefs and meetings and phone calls. Be arrogant. Own yourself. Own your space. Walk into that room and suck out the oxygen. But when the door is closed and the meeting is over and the phone calls are done, humble yourself so that you can go back, look to see where you can make improvements so that the next time when it's time to show up and show out, you can be better than you were before. But it's all a balancing act when it comes to that, you know, that humble arrogance. I love that term so dearly. I do.
I really like it too. And, you know, I'm really struck by, how it shows. It's a beautiful term, isn't it? And yet what it does is it honors our journey in confidence, and it honors our journey in power. And I want to get back to that for a minute. And I think it's great if we just go ahead and skip the break, because one of the things I want to make sure that folks know is that part of taking this journey is also the way you're showing up. So you can help others take the journey too.
Right.
And, you know, the minute somebody says, if you're not trained, if you're not supported, when a comment is made to you about arrogance, will you coil up? Will you move backwards? Will you be afraid to show yourself? You know, will you do that? Or maybe you'll create a song called I Need a Doctor by Dr. Dre. I mean, what might you do? But this is really the crux of what we're talking about today, because, you know, Courtney, what you're doing is you see the need for this. So let's talk a little bit about where you are in this journey. And as you see the need for this, what can you invite people to do with you so that they can rise up in the context of what we're talking about today?
So in my journey along, you know, trying to own who I am, Courtney today is when I tell you, I am, you know, in today's terms, I am unbothered. You know, I'm not as easily moved or easily angered. And a lot of people, you know, it's one of the things I always tell some of the people that I know is like, I just want to give you my personality. I just want to give you my vibe, my aura, because I have learned that people are going to be who they are. You cannot control them or the situations. You can only control your response to them and your character and how you handle difficult situations. And, you know, how you present yourself means everything. So for me, you know, it took a long time to get here. This was not an overnight transformation at all. This was like years in the making. This came with some dark corners in my life. This came with suicidal thoughts. This came with, you know, just asking like, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Trying to find a little speck of light in the darkness to be that sign to say, no, girl, you got to keep pushing. So today I can stand here and say, you know what? I can relate to what you're going through. You know what? I have been the only one, but you're not the only one, you know, because everybody thinks when you're going through a situation, it's just you going through that situation. Because again, the exposure, the vulnerability, they don't realize how much vulnerability is a strength and not a weakness, because it takes a lot of courage for somebody to open up and say, you know what? I've been sexually assaulted. You know what? I lost my job. I've been homeless and broke. You know what? I got fired. I didn't go to college and I failed out. It takes a lot. I went bankrupt. It takes a lot for somebody to put themselves out there, you know, and that is a huge, huge strength. But when you do that, you pull all that power out of the atmosphere and you own that power, because now if somebody makes fun of you, you don't care, because I've closed that envelope. Like, it's a sealed deal. You can't bother me with making jokes because I don't really care anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have, it's done. So that's where I'm at right now. You know, people can say what they want to say about me, but it's what I answer to, you know? And my mind is just at peace. I don't let things bother me. So you have to get to that point. And it takes a while. It's not an overnight transformation. It is a process.
I'll tell you what. I learned a lot of this by being coached in a sport that was a competitive sport. And it's like a military.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you have somebody that is coaching you, and you know, maybe this isn't true for everybody, so I don't want to generalize about coaches, but I have experience with several coaches. One of them led me to state championships in this sport, but he never mixed words. Mm-hmm. There was never going to be, let me have a conversation with you. You need to adjust your stroke. But no, he'd be like, what are you doing, Pat? What are you doing? You know, are you going to show up to play today? Or are we going to just show up? You know, what are we going to look at your sneakers? What are we going to do today? And, you know, and I had other coaches. And the good news is my current coach is Korean. So I pretty much get maybe a third of what he's actually saying. But emotionally, I get a third of it, of what I'm doing and not doing. Mm-hmm. Because I have a purpose to learn something. I have a purpose to excel at something. And we have to decide for ourselves, Courtney, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
As we take this journey, what shoe's going to fit us along the way? But let's talk about leveling up. Because that right there, that is a term we need to use more often, don't you think?
Oh, yes. I'm all, you know, every day is a new chance, is a new beginning to make right what went wrong the day before. It is an opportunity for you to start what you were scared to do yesterday, or to finish what you've been procrastinating on for like the last year. I know for myself, I need to finish like last little 4 college classes I've been procrastinating. Oh, my goodness. But leveling up, like taking it to the next level, you know, whether it's in your job, whether it's in your life, whether it's in your relationship, you know, what can you do? What can you self-reflect on or work on when it comes to being unapologetic about who you are, when it comes to having more confidence, being more vulnerable and open and not caring what the response is going to be or the feedback is going to be, when it comes to balancing your arrogance and knowing when and where to be arrogant and humble at the same time. And just ultimately discovering your purpose, like your purpose in life. Why are you here? Were you supposed to just constantly be working that 9-to-5 job that you don't like? Were you supposed to be, you know, babysitting children that just don't belong to you and you're frustrated? Were you supposed to be in this relationship that you don't feel like is going anywhere? You know, what is your purpose? What is that one thing that if you had to wake up every day to do it, it would bring a smile on your face and you would never feel like you're working? What is that? So when you put all these things together, when you add them up, you're going to take your life to the next level. You're going to rise up a little bit higher than what you were yesterday. And the response just from that is going to show your attitude, your emotion. People are going to be like, oh my God, you're different. No, I'm not different. I just grew.
I love we're talking about this. Can I ask you this question? Because every day I discover something about myself. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I was groomed by Mary Louise Smith about this. I know I've got a lot of grooming and a lot of mentors along the way. But, you know, one of the things that I look at is what hits my heart in a way that helps me rise up. And then what hits my heart in a way that gives me a moment to hit pause. See, back in the day, I wouldn't hit pause. I would be like stepping back. I'd be like, oh, okay. Then I'm like, where'd she go? Where did Pat go? Go find Pat. But I've gotten to know myself and what I value.
Right.
And I was talking to Linda the other day. And I said, you know, we have an obligation as a network. And I said, and I studied obligations, which are broke, which are promises, for 10 years. And I said, but we have an obligation. We have new people on our team. And our obligation, of course, is to train them and give them the technical skills. Mm-hmm. But there's a piece we have to talk about. And that is, we have to talk about the level of trust and confidence all of y'all put in us and right. the degree by which you respect us mm-hmm. and you honor us. And what I realize is that we have to take time to pass that baton on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
The mentors I've worked with, they've passed on a baton of respect. They've passed something forward to us.
Right.
And I was talking to Linda and Jessica, and I said, you know, we've got people that have been here for less than 90 days. I wonder if they even know what people think about us that are in the outside world. And Linda said to me something, you know, Linda, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love her. Linda's like, well, I don't think they even know about you, what people think about you in the outside world. I mean, does your team even know what it took for you to be in a John Legend music video? And I'm like, you know, we have an obligation to do that. And I think that part of the conversation for me in what we're having is there's a point by which mentorship, especially in the programs you do, mm-hmm. and passing that level of baton, that level of conversation, so that people can get an understanding of the depth and breadth of what their future could be about.
Oh yeah. That's why I am, when people go through things in their lives, when they feel like, you know, they're hit a low spot, I tell people, you know, you haven't been buried, you've been planted. And you use the people around you who are coming to you to mentor you, to give you that love and guidance, to just hug you, or to just sit beside you in darkness and silence, just because they might not know what words to say or have the right things to say. Let them water you and nurture you, because not everybody has that. But then in turn, as you start to grow, as you start seeing the light, as you come up, you're like, wow, you know, and then it turns into, now you have an obligation to do the same thing for the next one. So that is why I always, you know, say you have to, your test is a testimony. Your mess that you're going through is going to be that message for somebody else. So you can, like you said, let them stand on your shoulders and you hold them up and support them the same way you stood on somebody else's shoulders and they held you up and supported you.
You know, you and I are going to continue this conversation, but your message today is powerful. And it's also a point of self-reflection.
Always, yes.
I mean, this is a time where we get to look ourselves in the mirror. And I'm surrounded by people that ask me questions that make me just like, seriously, you just asked me that question. I had a guy ask me the other day, I was on a phone leadership call, and he said, you don't say very much, but you know, you talk for a living. I mean, you sit on these calls, are you gonna contribute to anything? And I said, well, I'm listening. I'm a good listener. They said, well, I got a question for you. What kind of behavior in an organization do you think completely depletes energy? Oh, I said, that's easy. Complaining and gossip.
Woo.
And I said, complaining and gossip. It is the fuel that will destroy the interior fabric of any organization. I said, by the way, I'm an expert to help you at it. Want to hire me?
I bet you can't leave me.
Maybe that's another show. But you understand.
Yes.
Right?
Totally.
That if you're standing in your confidence and you're standing in the power, you don't need to gossip. You don't need to complain. You're going to take the conversation to the person.
Right.
But you said, oh yeah, you know this. I do not think the military really tolerates much of any one of those two things.
Well, you'd be surprised.
I would be surprised. Ooh. But I'll tell you, my buddy Les Brown, I know he doesn't tolerate it. Courtney, thank you for today.
Thanks for tuning in to Unapologetically Favored. When you stop worrying about what others think and start walking in your purpose, you allow yourself to grow, you discover all the gifts you have to offer the world, and everything begins to shift from uncertainty to possibility. Can't get enough? Unapologetically Favored is also a book. Bring home a copy and learn more about Courtney by visiting unapologeticallyfavored.com. We will see you right here next time. And until then, keep walking in your purpose.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.